Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I think Peter should do the children's sermons every Sunday, don't you? I'm looking for a substitute. That looks great. Thank you, Peter. This morning, I am bringing the gospel for you. When we were planning our Earth Day Sunday, Peter was relieved to find out that I was going to go ahead and preach today because he was having a hard time finding connection between the Good Shepherd and Earth Day. We shall see. Jesus is there among the people, and they've watched him teach and preach and heal. They've seen him do miracles and reveal the word to ways to them that they had never before understood. And now they're anxious. And they ask him, "Are you the Messiah? If so, tell us now." Jesus, being a good rabbi, doesn't. They're looking for a yes or no answer to a simple question: "Are you the Messiah?" And he answers them, "I have already told you, but you didn't believe. And you didn't believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep know my voice, and they listen, and they follow." Now, sometimes this text has been used as a kind of anti-Semitic text. They've said, obviously what Jesus is saying is that the Jews are not part of the sheep. Unfortunately, that's simply not the case. Jesus is simply saying, "My sheep have certain characteristics." Now, you may know a sheep by their coat, a black sheep, a white sheep, by whether how long their tails are, whether they're short-bobbed or long-bobbed, the quality of the wool, merino or common. But Jesus says sheep are not known by any of those things. You can tell a sheep by their ears. That's how you know a good sheep. You check their ears. Because the sheep that Jesus speaks of hear his voice. They know it. And they follow him. Good sheep have good ears. They're attuned to God's word of grace, God's joyful proclamation of the gospel, God's calling us again and again into that grace for our sake and for the sake of the world. Good sheep have the right ears. Now, Peter enters into the story. There he is early in his ministry, and as you know, as far as sheep are concerned, Peter's ears were a little questionable. Sometimes Peter could hear pretty well. Sometimes, not so much. But Peter came finally to understand that this Jesus, whom God had raised from the dead, was indeed the Messiah. The answer for him to the question was yes. And Peter followed Jesus. But in a particular way. On that day, someone came to Peter and told them about a young girl who had died and had asked him to come and see her, and he does. Peter takes the very words that he heard from Jesus and he acts on them. Hence the name of the book, The Acts of the Apostles. I've often said that if it was a book written in modern times, it might have been the Pontifications of the Apostles. Or perhaps the gathered wisdom and maybe a little bit of something gets done sometimes of the Apostles. Or if only we could have another committee of the Apostles. You see, the gospel of Jesus Christ calls us eventually to act. Jesus is the great steward. That's the connection. But Jesus is busy stewarding relationships, drawing the disciples together in new ways, bringing God's people, disparate in culture and ethnicity and social standing, and bringing them to come believe in the one God and to live out that faith for the sake of their neighbor. And that's what Peter's up to that day. He's being a good sheep. His ears have perked up to the grace of God, and he goes and he shares that grace of God with fullness, with joy. And Tabitha comes to life. If you read this text, you can hardly miss how close Tabitha awake and Talitha cum when Jesus raises from the dead. Those two things are so intimately connected. Peter not only continues the ministry of Jesus, he brings it to new light and new life. That's our job. That our ears would be perked up, that we would be sheep who would follow the great shepherd to be stewards not only of relationships, but also of the world. To be concerned about this place that God has made. To be sheep who graze well, carefully, who fertilize the earth. You can do whatever you want with that. But who also share in its joy. I'm really delighted that our youth at Lutheran Church of Honolulu have decided to have good ears. Every year we have a fundraiser here. It's a really easy fundraiser. We sell parking spaces to people who want to go to the Punahou Carnival. And they make about $5,000 in one weekend. And for years we have put that money into account for use by the youth to go on a trip that we haven't yet taken. So now they have more money than anyone else in the entire congregation. Listen, the council meets and they go, "Oh, I see the youth have $31,000. And I keep saying, "No, you can't have it." But this year they took half of their proceeds and they sent part of it away to the World Wildlife Fund and part of it away to relief in Haiti. They gave life. And so I want to thank our youth who, because they have heard from you and from Christ and have good ears, have been able to share their wealth. And then there are our little kids. Actually, parents of the little kids, if your kid is in the nursery and was in the heifer concert, we need them. If not, that's okay. But we need our heifer kids. Every year, and hence this thing, every year our children do a concert. We've done it for 7 years. And each of those 7 years we've raised $5,000. That's $35,000 for Heifer International to buy cows and pigs and all kinds. I don't know if they buy many giraffe, but anyway, for the Heifer Project. So are any of our heifer kids here today? You were all here a little while ago. Come on. Would you please, by the way, I had this all arranged that they were all supposed to be here. So anybody from out of town? No, just kidding. We have one. Come on, I need you. Where are you? Come on up. You can hang out with me. You can be an early adopter. And so one of the things that we wanted to do was to thank them. So first of all, come on up. I need your help. I thought it was pretty cool that they, you know, how many kids give $5,000 away, right? Can you take that end? Walk. And so I thought this year they should have the, wait for the kids. We got to get more kids. You know how they do when you win the lottery? We're going to Disneyland. Instead, what they've done is they've given life. Come on, you little heifer people. Here's our heifer people. Come on up here. You guys hold this thing. I wanted you guys to see what a $5,000 check looks like, because your parents aren't going to give you one anytime soon.
I don't know what that is.
Well, that's good. It's a bunch of money. It's there you come. Where's I need a kid over here. Come here. You hold. All right, so now you can take their picture, Bill. Come on, all the Heifer kids. And then I wanted to invite Pastor Steve to come forward and share a gift with all of them. And then we're going to have you guys sign that. Where are you, Steve? Come on up.
One of the things that struck me is that I've had the opportunity to go to Africa and other places and see the villages where heifer brings the animals. And one of the benefits not only is feeding and providing other materials from the animals, but then it prevents them from poaching some of the wild and rare and dangerous species. And because they don't poach, then they're allowed to be hired to be game wardens. So you do so much when you do it, but you've never met these people. And one of the things that struck me when I met these people is that they love music. And they love to dance and sing and play instruments that they make. And so I thought a fitting gift for you from them are some instruments that they make in Africa. So I have a flute for each of you to recognize what you did. Okay, so can I give you one? So when you learn to play these, then...
You can be in the choir. Works for me, too. So thank you all. And then why don't you take it to the back and lay it on the floor, and you guys all sign it, okay? Just take it right over there.